Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, February 21st. The last time the United States sent a mission to Venus, the first George Bush was president, and cell phones were as big as your head. Today, we're getting ready to go back. NASA's preparing two missions, one to orbit the planet, and the other to drop a probe into its atmosphere. Venus is the second planet from the Sun. It's a bit smaller than Earth. Its atmosphere is hot, dense, and toxic, and topped by clouds of sulfuric acid. Those clouds make it impossible to see the surface. But the last American mission, Magellan, which was launched in 1989, used radar to peer through the clouds. It mapped a surface covered by rugged volcanic features. The new missions are Veritas and Da Vinci. Like Magellan, Veritas will use radar to map the surface, but its radar will be more powerful, so it'll provide much better maps. Veritas also will map the composition of the rocks. Da Vinci will orbit as well, but it'll also drop a probe into the atmosphere. It'll parachute through the clouds and go all the way to the surface. It should tell us more about how the atmosphere formed and evolved, and why it's so different from Earth's atmosphere. Veritas is scheduled to launch no earlier than 2027, with Da Vinci following 2 years later. Venus is the evening star. It's in the southwest at nightfall. The planet Jupiter looms to its upper left, and tonight, the moon is directly below Venus in the early twilight. More tomorrow. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.